Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Ever feel like your schedule is tighter than a drum? You know that feeling when you're juggling work, life, family, maybe even trying to squeeze in a social life, and self-care somehow gets pushed to the bottom of the to-do list. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies being constantly on the go, but taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. You need to refill that cup regularly with self-care practices to truly thrive. So, how do we actually fit in self-care when our days are packed tighter than a clown car? Let me give you 5 powerful tips to weave self-care into even the busiest of schedules. First up, mini moments matter. Don't wait for hours of free time. Instead, sprinkle small acts of self-care throughout your day. Take a 5-minute walk during your lunch break. Listen to a favorite song while getting ready, or savor a cup of tea mindfully before you dive into work. Every little bit adds up. Next, think outside the spa box. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and massages, though those are awesome. It's about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Could be reading a few pages of that book you've been meaning to finish, taking a quick dance break in your living room, calling a friend for a quick catch-up, or even just enjoying a quiet moment of silence. Find what truly recharges you. Remember, saying no is a superpower. It might feel tough at first, but learning to set boundaries protects your time and energy. Don't overcommit yourself. Politely decline requests that drain you, and prioritize activities that genuinely bring you joy. You'll be amazed how much more space you create for self-care when you say no to things that don't serve you. Another tip, plan ahead. Schedule your self-care just like you would any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities you love, whether it's a workout session, a creative hobby, or simply some downtime to relax and recharge. Treat those appointments as non-negotiable commitments, and you'll be more likely to stick to them. Lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. You are doing the best you can in a world that often feels chaotic. Give yourself grace when things get overwhelming, celebrate your small wins, and remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling 2 jobs and trying to raise her son while keeping up with household chores and social obligations. Sound familiar? She constantly felt like she was running on fumes, and self-care had become a distant memory. But one day, she decided to make a change. She started by incorporating mini moments of self-care into her day. Taking a 10-minute walk during her lunch break, listening to an inspiring podcast while folding laundry, or enjoying a cup of herbal tea before bed. She also learned to say no to extra commitments that drained her energy and prioritized spending quality time with her son. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling more energized and fulfilled. The simple act of prioritizing herself had a ripple effect on every aspect of her life. She felt more present with her son, she was more productive at work, and she even rediscovered the joy in hobbies she had long neglected. It wasn't about drastic changes, it was about making small, consistent efforts that added up to big results. So, how do you take these insights and make them your own? Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in your well-being and allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Make time for those mini moments, set boundaries that protect your energy, and don't forget to be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, folks, even small steps towards prioritizing yourself can make a world of difference. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start incorporating these tips into your daily routine today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, leave us a review, and let me know what self-care practices are helping you thrive in the comments. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.